Patterns of Presence, Advent Day 15. Luke chapter 2, verse 10 to 12. The angel said to the shepherds, "Do not be afraid, I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." This is the bit I really love. There's a profound message delivered by the angel to the lowly shepherds, and it is in essence what we would refer to as the gospel. The angel tells them, this is good news. It's going to release and bring exceeding joy for everyone, everywhere. And the hallmarks of the gospel are all over this announcement. There's the goodness of the message, the joy that the message is going to bring, the encompassing nature of the message. This is for everyone. And then there's the punchline. A Saviour has been born to you. This is the gospel, that there is a Saviour, one who can save us from our sins, a rescuer, a deliverer, a redeemer, a life changer. And he is the Messiah, which means he's king. He is the king above all kings, and he is Lord. He is the Lord above all lords. He is supremely significant and wonderfully great. And the angel says, he is for you. There's a dual tone in the message of the angel. He says, I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. This is for all people. It's for everyone everywhere. And therefore, it is for you. Today in Bethlehem, a Saviour has been born to you. And I get that the you and the born to you bit has been directed at the whole of humanity. But there is a personal element here, because the angel could have said, tonight in Bethlehem, a Saviour has been born for the entire world. But that's not what the angel says. There is this dual tone found there, and here is the heart of the gospel. The gospel is this message about Jesus that is for everyone, everywhere. It is universal in application. It's all-encompassing in its audience. If you're alive and breathing on planet Earth, then this message applies to you. But that's the beauty of the gospel. It's for the whole entire world. It's for the entirety of the human race and for all of humanity as a whole. But yet its universal audience does not take away from its unique and personal application. Jesus has been born for the whole world, but he's also come just for you. You can have an experience of the Saviour. Your life can be changed by the Redeemer. Forgiveness, deliverance, freedom, and transformation can come to live in you. Jesus is one who changes the entire world, and he changes the entire world, one heart and one life at a time. And all of this is communicated in the message of the angel, and all of it is found in the declaration that was wrapped up in this display of glory and splendor. But what I really, really love about this moment is that the gospel is presented by an angel, an actual angel, sent by God to communicate this message. Sent by God and declaring this message with truth and authority, with clarity and boldness. And his message was accompanied by manifest glory and supernatural light. These shepherds were very much confronted with this message. They had no choice but to hear it. They were in many senses a captive audience, and they were completely enveloped in the communication of the gospel. Angelic choirs had filled their line of vision. Glory had completely surrounded them and wrapped them up within its light. This could be the most powerful, supernatural, glory-filled presentation of the gospel that has ever been. But even so, the angel said, this will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. There could be no more powerful gospel presentation than having actual angels appear before you announcing truth. But yet, before the shepherds were asked to add their belief to that truth, they were invited to check it out, to explore, to journey with the message and discover for themselves its validity. For me, I would have believed that the first ray of glory light, the angel and subsequently the host of angels would have been enough. There would have been no doubt in my mind, especially when this wasn't an experience that I was having alone, but there were others there to corroborate what took place. There would be no doubt that you would say yes and amen to this. But yet, the place of faith was positioned at not just hearing the message, but exploring it. Not just listening to what was said, but putting it into practice, journeying with it, looking into it, discovering it. The gospel is the gateway to the Christian faith. And the Christian faith is not meant to be a merely intellectual one that is based upon just hearing and understanding. It's meant to be explored. It's meant to be discovered. It's meant to be tried and tested, to be lived and to be lived out in our journey. But equally, the place of faith is to be found not just after declaration, but upon discovery. And we can be quite guilty of presenting the gospel to people with this expectation that the declaration of the gospel truth alone should just awaken their faith. But yet for these supernatural beings sent by God with the explicit purpose of gospel declaration, even they added to their declaration the invitation to discover and to explore. Maybe we need to begin to reshape the way that we carry and present our gospel truth. Maybe it's time to move from confrontational declaration to sharing the heart of the gospel and inviting people not just to understand, but to check it out and see, to step into, to explore it, to come to a place where faith is awakened due to a personal discovery, not just expected to come to life purely because of direct declaration. Today, pause. Set your heart upon exploring the depths of faith today. What is God speaking into your life in this season and at this time? What is it that echoes from heaven as the truth that he's calling you to attach your soul to? But don't just perceive it and hear it. Pursue it. Don't let this revelation land in your soul purely as intellectual acumen. Investigate what he's saying and doing. Step into it. Look into it. Discover it. But equally, as you seek to carry the gospel today, maybe it's time to invite someone into the discovery of the gospel and to support them as they begin a journey of exploring its truth. The gospel is not merely that which is to be declared only, it's to be discovered as well. It's to be investigated and explored. Pray that today you can become part of someone's journey of discovering that Jesus is real and that Jesus changes lives.
Come and adore him. Come, let us worship at his feet. Come, bow before him. Come and see. Come and adore him. Come, let us worship at his feet. Come, bow before. Jesus the King, Jesus the King. just the